We're welcoming Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo back on the program because the Quincy Board of License Commissioners held a meeting on January 11th, 2022. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Happy, healthy, we hope, and snow-free for the rest of it.
I agree 100%.
We should just remind folks, license board's still meeting remotely, as most boards and commissions, right?
Yes. So we did try to get together with QATV and work on getting back and also having remote participation. But at this time, we can't do that. There's a glitch with the sound going through the live feed. So at this point, we're going to stay remote. If we come up with something, I know your team there is working on it. So if they come up with a option, we'll be sure to let everybody know.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will too, of course. It's just another pandemic challenge that we have to get
exactly.
But it was a pretty brief meeting, right?
Yes. Yeah. So there was a full board, and I'll get to right to agenda item number one. It was a continued from December 21st, 2021, the hearing regarding the request for Lamb River Successions LLC doing business as Shishi Boba for a common victualer license, a pool table license, a pinball video license for three video games for the premise located at 1456 Hancock Street. Proposed manager Tam Duck Fan. Proposed hours of operation, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The location will offer sandwiches, bubble tea, and coffee. Tam Duck Fan was there, and we talked to him about the latest updates that he made. We asked him to continue this from December 21st because he decided when he was renovating that he had enough space to have a pool table and some pinball machines and air hockey. So that hadn't been on the application. So we wanted to be sure that the room, the place was equipped to handle that, and it was. So he talked about an opening date of March 1st, 2022.
Okay, very good.
And that went through 5-0.
Excellent. So some unfinished business taken care of from 2021.
Yes. Also, speaking of unfinished business, in other business, we had our annual approval of Section 12 and Section 15 licenses. The following licensees informed the board that they will not be renewing for 2022. 797 Quincy Inc., 797 Quincy Shore Drive being the Beachcomber. EMH Corp, Delaney's Pub at 3539 Franklin Street. White Moore Inc., doing business as Grumpy White's at 211 C Street. And Abazid Food Inc., doing business as Webster's Eatery at 13 Scammell Street. Motion to approve all of the other Section 12 and 15 licenses went through 5-0. And then, excuse me, our federal census numbers resulted in an increase in our liquor license quota. We have 110 full liquor license for on-premise restaurant licenses, 21 beer and wine on-premise restaurant licenses, 21 full liquor package store licenses, 21 beer and wine package store off-premise licenses. So that is the new quota in the city. And then we did nominations and election for the license board chair and vice chair, as we do annually. Chief Keenan was nice enough to renominate me chair, and Chief Jackson seconded it, and that went through unanimous. So I'll chair the license board for 2022, and Chief Keenan spoke so highly of Inspector Duca, and that he does a great job, you know, on licensing board, but going that extra step all the time and making sure that all the inspections are done ahead of time and that everything is in order. And Chief Jackson second that as well. So Inspector Duca will be the vice chair for 2022.
Okay.
So and our next, yeah, unanimous. And our next hearing will be on January 25th.
25th. Okay. Very good. So congratulations to you and Jay.
Thank you.
I would agree with them. I think you both do a fantastic job.
Sure. Thank you so much.
With the liquor licenses, Nikki, are they all accounted for? All?
Well, we had 100 restaurant licenses. Now we're up to 110.
Okay.
And we had 19 beer and wine, and we're up to 21.
Okay.
And two new full liquor and two new beer and wine stores.
Oh, okay. So all the new ones are up for grabs right now?
They are.
Okay. And what's the process for getting those? Do you apply for them, or how does that work?
Yeah, they fill out an application with the ABCC and bring it to us to be stamped in and go to a local hearing.
Okay.
And then it goes on to the ABCC after the local board has heard it.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. So more people means more licenses, right?
That's it.
Yeah. And is that separate too from the downtown district?
Is it
that,
is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
We still have, 18 downtown licenses.
Okay.
Available.
Okay. Sounds like some of those are going to get scooped up because there's new developments on the table for sure.
Yeah. Yep. I read some this morning. The Masonic Temple is going to be underway and the Citizens Bank next door. So.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, Fox Rock, that's their proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Others downtown, some restaurants coming too. So that's going to be a busy year, it sounds like.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I don't think so. Okay. I think that's it right now. We're working on getting our census out fairly soon. It usually goes out in January, where we did the new maps and then we had to redo the new map. We are a bit behind the eight ball on that because we're waiting for some data from the state on the new wards and precincts. You know, they're very busy. This happened in more communities than not. So so we're waiting for that data. And once we get that data, we'll start printing out the new census and sending them out.
Okay. That's the city census, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And I know nomination papers for state offices are available in February. Do those come from the state or from your office?
They usually do send us a packet. We have not received it yet.
Okay.
But I am confident that we'll be receiving a packet. And, you know, as soon as we get it, we'll let you know and the Quincy Sun and let everybody know that they're available.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Nikki. Great to talk to you.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.